Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Personal Transformation. I'm broadcasting live, and I'm also broadcasting through audio through Blog Talk Radio. Today is just I'm sitting here beside me. I have Nick beside me, and today we're just going to be talking about upcoming events. It's not going to be very long. It'll be very brief, because folks, on Wednesday when I have my guest host, which will be Art Lockhart, the founder of the Gatehouse, it will be my 200th podcast. And not only that, but to me that's a big celebration, but also, which is very, very important to me as well, is the Gatehouse is celebrating 23 years in the community. And we're going to talk to you about that. The last 2 years have been pure hell, pandemic, all that kind of crap going on. Things have not been as we know as normal anymore. Things have changed. The Gatehouse is still providing service for everybody around Canada now, and we're doing it all through Zoom and the internet, and which is kind of a blessing in its own way with all this other crap that's going on, because people are making connection, people are being heard, and a blessing in its own way is actually helping more people. So
from further afield,
exactly. So we have lots to talk about when Art comes on Wednesday, and we'll cover those things. And Art, since he started this 23 years ago, I've seen a lot of stuff come and go, changes, the internet, everything. It's all totally different from what it was 23 years ago. But we're going to touch base on that. We'll reflect a little bit on my 7 years and my 200 podcasts a little bit as well. I'm just honored to be here, and to be honest with you, I really had no idea that it was going to go on as long as it has. I came on here just to exercise my voice, and it ended up being, not only did I exercised my voice, but I'm still exercising it. It's really what it's come down to. So, folks, we're just going to give you a few announcements today. I'm not going to be on here very long, Nick and I, and we think are very still very, very important, because the world is changing. Oh my gosh, it's changing so much because of COVID. But one thing I want to start off with, announcements, which I'm very, very proud of, which I'm going to get out of the way right now, which Nicola and I are part of, and I'm going to let Nicola talk about it a little bit, and we'll just go from there, and we'll be back to meet him.
Okay. Thank you. So, we are doing a workshop shortly, which is healing with horses. So it's some tools to navigate the trauma minefield for trauma survivors and their support persons. So this isn't primarily for childhood sexual abuse survivors. It's for all types of trauma, which comes in many different varieties. This can be through grief, loss of job, redundancy, a vehicle accident, violence, complex trauma, disasters, such as what we're going through right now in the current climate, intimate partner violence, domestic violence, and sexual abuse. So it can be a number of different things. So it's a two-day workshop, which we are hosting myself, Stuart, and the owner of Horse Spirit Connections in Tottenham, Ontario, which is about how far from Toronto?
Well, it's a half hour.
About half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it will be Friday, June the 18th from 7 p.m. through to about 10. And then Saturday, June 19th, from 9:30 to 5. So we're really providing some tools for survivor and their support person of trauma. So again, that could be adult children, parents, friends, colleagues. It's not limited to romantic relationships, such as your partner, fiance, husband, wife, whatever. So this is a 1.5-day workshop. We'll explore being a support person of a survivor. And the support person survivor are encouraged to attend together to assist in relating and providing tools to hold the space for each other. So it creates a safe place for both the partner and support person to actively engage in experiential holistic healing with horses and the journey where both people have their experiences, questions, and insights explored in practical and meaningful ways. So we're really excited to offer that. So that's coming up about 2 weeks' time, right?
Yeah.
So we're doing that. So that's interesting. So if you're interested in that, If you go to www.horsespiritconnections.com to register, or you can call 416-520-6276. Sorry if I'm looking weirdly at the screen because I'm reading this off. the cost to do that is $175 per person plus HST. It also includes a catered lunch. So if you are interested in that, follow the website or telephone number and you can register for it. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you didn't get that, you can just, if you follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, you will find the information there and more than happy to get your point in the right direction.
Yeah, so Stuart's thing on Twitter has got to get out of and mine is limited abuse. So if you need to contact us or have any questions, just drop us a line and we can answer those questions.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And it's great honor and privilege and to be able to go and do this at this level. And it's kind of exciting for us because it is our first time dealing with horses. Not that we haven't dealt with people with trauma to any level. We have, but we've never incorporated horses into it. And this is really, really awesome because we love horses as a whole anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a bit more to it than meets the eye. It's not just going up and petting a horse, and it's just not quite like that. But what we'll do is when we do the program, we'll come back and we'll offer you insights in regards to the process of how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's very similar to what we've kind of done already, but there's no when we talk about trauma, as Nick had pointed out, it's just not focused on one particular type of trauma. It's all types of trauma and your support person. So really, this is going to be awesome. Really looking forward to that. And I'm kind of nice and looking forward to it because I get to bring home some stuff from my roses at the same time. So I'll be very nice in my language about that.
The only time he's allowed to say the SH1T bird.
Oh, yes, that's it. None of that today.
So there you go.
But anyway, I will have very happy roses aside from going and having an experience, which I'm really, really excited to share with you all about later on.
Absolutely.
So thank you about that. So moving on, we have got quite a bit going on.
Yeah.
So the next thing I want to mention as well that's coming up as well, on this Saturday, the 12th, of June from 10 a.m. If you write this down so you don't forget, but if you go to I can't even remember it, voiceofmen360.org, and there will be a wind bar experience going on there on Saturday, and actually Deb Mayberry from the Gatehouse will be there with me as well.
Explain what wind bar is.
WinBar, well, it's a multiple platform.
Okay.
And there'll be, I won't be hosting this event. Another gentleman will be, I don't have it right here, his name right here in front of me, but if you go to the website, you will find all that information. But I haven't posted on my Twitter feed as well. But Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, myself and a panel will be talking, about men in trauma. This doesn't necessarily mean we'll be talking about childhood sexual abuse, but we'll be talking about men and issues in regards to that. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to say, as I pointed out, that Deb Mayberry, a happy colleague.
I think there's about five.
There's five of us.
Yeah, so Deb Mayberry, she was also a facilitator at the Gatehouse, as well as a spiritual psychotherapist.
Therapist, yes.
So she is involved in the panel as well as the founder of VoiceOfMen360.org.
Yes.
And a few other people involved too, which I don't really know who that is.
I should have just brought this up here. So just bear with me a second and I'll bring it up.
Apart from that, sorry, moving forward a little bit before we come back, I just want to explain that Arthur Lockhart Art, who Stuart is interviewing on Wednesday, is the founder of the Gatehouse. So he founded the Gatehouse 23 years ago. So absolute respect for this wonderful guy. He's just an amazing individual to have done what he's done all those years ago. So thanks to Art.
Thank
coming
you.
Back to
yes, coming back to that
conversation.
So, just so you know that I'm on track, it is voiceofmen360.org, as I've said, and we do have a panelist of five, and Deb is the one I mentioned, myself, and then three other guests. But go on to the website. I would suggest, folks, it'd be the easiest way than me trying to explain it so I don't explain it wrong and you have the details, but I'm telling you, Saturday, June the 12th, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will find us there. We'll be on there for an hour, and it will be interactive platform, so you can go on there and we can chat and talk back and forth if you have any questions, but please go to the website and check it out. I will talk about more about this anyway on when I do the podcast on Wednesday with Art anyway, to talk about it as well, in case any other details come up. Now, the next thing is very, very important, that actually Nick and I were both involved in, and I'm quite proud about as well. We were asked by WHO, that's the World Health Organization, to do a piece about our experiences regarding childhood sexual abuse or sexual violence, as it's stated. But if you go to YouTube and you go to WHO, you will find this, find that there. But Nick and I were had the opportunity to do an interview with him, and in fact, it's just 3 days ago, it was just released. So if you were to go to YouTube and type in WHO, World Health Organization, and you'll see my interview. And the way they've done it is they picked five people from all around the world. And I was just very, very lucky and grateful they picked me to be part of this, because there's five of us from around the world. Get this. Five of us.
New Zealand, Canada, Switzerland.
Africa.
And
the Netherlands?
Philippines.
No, Switzerland, that's it. Geneva.
Yes.
Or somewhere from there. But there was only five of us that were picked to do this video, and it's mainly for educational purposes that I understand that it was done. But I'm ever so grateful that I have this opportunity to speak about my experiences, not just about the bad stuff, but about the positive stuff as well. And I was only too happy to share it with WHO and the world. So to me, this is a really, really big thing, and I'm really, really happy to be part of this. So that was kind of the next announcement I wanted to make. I'll talk about it again a little bit Wednesday, but that's not going to be my focal point, such as my interview on Saturday with Voice of Men 360.org.
Yes, so it's actually called The Show, The Unspoken Tears, and it's a special roundtable discussion called Not Told Heard. So Saturday, June 12th, this week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we have RJ Horner is the host and vice president of Voice of Men 360. We have Nicole Francis, founder of Chosen to Be Whole. And then obviously Stuart, program facilitator at the Gatehouse. And Brian Morrison, founder of Fingerprints Recovery, and Deb Mabry, or as already mentioned. So that's this coming week, Voice of Men 360.
Yeah, so we have quite a bit coming up. Certainly lots of time on social media, there's no doubt about that. This thing with the WHO thing was really, really a big thing for me, just on the fact that that we have everybody from all everywhere, all over the place, talking about this now. It's not just a one country, it's multiple countries talking about this issue.
It's already had over 1,000 views.
Yeah,
it only went out a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So I think that's amazing already. Mm. So that's pretty fantastic. So like you said in the video, encouraging other people to speak out about it if they haven't already done so. So I think you'll inspire quite a good many there.
Mm. You're not alone. Okay, so I'm thinking we're coming pretty close to our announcements being pretty much covered. Am I forgetting one other thing?
Apart from that, the only other thing we're doing fairly soon too is the week after we do the Horse Spirit Connection partners training, that we're also doing.
No, not that. No, I'm not talking about that. No.
Okay.
That has
all
nothing
right.
to do with
okay.
it. No,
all
no,
right.
I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no worries. That's okay. No
yeah,
worries.
I'm talking about.
Yes.
We covered the 360. I think we've covered it all. I don't really want to spend a whole lot of time in here because I'm going to kind of try and save it for Wednesday.
200 shows. So
200 shows, over three. Thank you. Over 300 hours of recorded my experience at the Gatehouse, guests.
That's a lot of time and attention there.
Yeah, it's a lot of time, and more too happy to be sharing with you and everybody else. So, folks, I think I'm just going to end this right here and now, and I'm going to save it for Wednesday. I think I might be on here one more time, just remind you to come back here on Wednesday. But, folks, my 200th podcast. So, folks, I want to thank Nicola for being by my side to help me through my fumbling as I've done and telling you what was going on. But we've got it sorted out, and you are on track. So, folks, have a wonderful day. And, well, if you are in this part of the country where we are, it's very hot. So, stay cool. Remember some self-care for yourself. Go for a walk. If you go for a walk, bring lots of water with you if you're up around here or wherever it's hot. But most of all, take care of yourself. So, folks, have a good night. Actually, good afternoon. Not a good night, but a good afternoon. And we shall talk to you very soon.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
We had
a few listeners.
Return
to dashboard.
So we're two people watching it live, so then sign out here.
Yeah.